From College Station and the Texas AgriLife Extension Service, this is your weekly Texas Crop and Weather Report for March 1, 2011. From February 21st through February 28th, the Texas Forest Service responded to 63 fires on nearly 140,000 acres, mostly in the Panhandle and Rolling Plains. Some of the fires were quite large. On February 28th, the Forest Service reported 30,000 acres and 30 homes were lost in Potter County north of Amarillo. In Motley County, wildfires burned 40,000 acres, and the entire town of Matador had to be evacuated. Though most of the fires have been in the Panhandle on the Southern Plains, the conditions that bred the wildfire, drought, large amounts of dry grass, and high winds, are posing similar risks for most of the state, according to the Texas AgriLife Extension Service personnel. For example, in Mitchell County, wildfires north of Colorado City, west of Abilene, burned 7,000 acres. The wildfire started from sparks when high winds, 50 miles per hour or better, jolted electrical lines together, according to John Center, AgriLife Extension Service agent for agriculture and natural resources there in Mitchell County. But the situation that bred the fires began with unseasonable rains last November, he said.
We started talking last fall when we got the little bit of rain that we got and the times that we got it. Certainly at that time, it was good to grow some late-season forage for our beef cattle and our livestock as well as our wildlife. Provided a late boost for our cotton production that really, really paid off quite well in terms of cotton yield. But as we've approached now and worked into the very dry winter time, November, December of last year, and now here we are creeping up on the 1st of May of 11, basically had no rainfall. And so in essence, what we did last fall and late summer, what we actually did is create a tremendous amount of fuel on our turn rows, in our native pastures, a lot of home lawns and places that turned out what fed those fires.
Burn bans are in effect in 144 counties as of February 28th, according to the Forest Service. This has been Robert Burns with AgriLife Communications.